This is the Sakar Murli of 17th of March 2025. Essence. Sweet children, study is to earn an income. This study is your source of income. Only through this study can you accumulate an income for 21 births. Question. What are the visible signs of the children who experience the omens of Jupiter? Answer. They pay full attention to Srimat. They study very well. They never fail. Those who disobey Srimat fail in their studies. The omens of Rahu are over them. The omens of Jupiter, the Lord of the Tree, are now over you children. Song. Take us away from this world of sin to a place of rest and comfort. Om Shanti. This is the call of sinful souls. You no longer have to call out because you are becoming pure. These matters have to be imbibed. Just as in a school, a study is a treasure, so this study too is a very valuable treasure. You are able to earn your livelihood from what you study. You children know that God is teaching you. This is a very high income because your aim and objective is in front of you. The true satsang, company of the truth, only takes place once in the whole cycle. You called out, O purifier, come. They are still calling out, whereas he is sitting in front of you. You children know that you are making effort for a new world where there will be no name or trace of sorrow. You receive rest and comfort in heaven. There is no rest or comfort in hell. This is an ocean of poison. It is the Iron Age. Everyone is unhappy. Everyone is born through sin. This is why souls call out, Baba, we have become impure. They bathe in the Ganges in order to become pure. Acha. Once they have bathed, they should have become pure. So why do they bathe again and again? While stumbling around, they come down the ladder and become sinful souls. It is the Father who sits here and explains to you children the significance of your 84 births. Those of other religions do not take 84 births. You have created a very good picture of 84 births, the ladder. There is a picture of the Kalpa tree in the Gita too. However, no one knows when God spoke the Gita or what he did when he came. People of other religions know about their own scriptures, but the people of Bharat know absolutely nothing. The Father says, it is only at the confluence age that I come to establish heaven. There cannot be any change in the drama. Whatever is fixed in the drama has to repeat identically. It isn't that it happens once and that it then changes. The cycle of the drama is instilled in the intellects of you children very well. You can never be liberated from the cycle of 84 births. That means that this world cycle can never end. The history and geography of the world repeat. This picture of the cycle of 84 births is most essential. The pictures of the Trimurti and the world cycle are the main ones. Everything is shown clearly in the cycle. Each age has 1,250 years. This is like a mirror for the blind. It is a mirror of the horoscope of 84 births. The father speaks about the omens of you children. The father shows you unlimited omens. You children are now under the imperishable omens of Jupiter. Everything depends on how you study. Over some there are the omens of Jupiter, whereas over others there are the omens of Venus, and over others there are the omens of Rahu. If there is failure, there are the omens of Rahu. The same thing happens here. When you do not follow Srimat, there are the imperishable omens of Rahu. Those are the imperishable omens of Jupiter, and these are the omens of Rahu. You children have to pay a lot of attention to how much you study. You must not make excuses, such as that your center is too far away. Even if it takes 6 hours to reach a center by walking, you should go. When people go on a pilgrimage, they stumble so much. Previously, many used to go on foot. Some would even go on bullock carts. That is a question of just going to one city. This university of the Father is so great that you become like Lakshmi or Narayan. Yet for such an elevated study, some say that it is too far away or that they do not have time. What would the father say? That such a child is not worthy. The father comes to uplift you, and you then destroy your own truth. Srimad says, become pure and imbibe divine virtues. Even though you live together, you must not indulge in vice. There has to be the sword of this knowledge and yoga between you. We have to become the masters of that pure world. At present, we are the masters of this impure world. Those deities were double-crowned. Then, after half a cycle, they lost their crown of light. No one at present has a crown of light. The founders of religions are shown with these halos because they are pure souls who incarnate into bodies. In Bharat, there are those who are double-crowned and also those who are single-crowned. Even today, those with a single crown still bow to the idols of those with a double crown, because they were pure emperors and empresses. Emperors are greater than kings and have greater property. At court, the emperors sit at the front and the kings sit number-wise behind them. Their court is very systematic and disciplined. This is God's court too. It is also remembered as the court of Indra. You become angels by studying this knowledge. A beautiful person is called an angel. Radhe and Krishna have natural beauty. This is why they are called beautiful. When they sit on the pyre of lust, they become ugly in all their many different names and forms. These things are not mentioned in the scriptures. There are the three things, knowledge, worship, and disinterest. This knowledge is the highest of all. You are now receiving this knowledge. You have disinterest in devotion. This whole Tamopradhan world is now to be destroyed so you have disinterest in it. When a new building is being built, there is disinterest in the old one. That is a limited matter, whereas this is an unlimited matter. Your intellects are now connected to that new world. This is an old world, hell. The golden and silver ages are called the land of Shiva because they are established by Shiv Baba. You now dislike this brothel. Many people do not dislike it. They want to fall into the gutter and destroy themselves by getting married. All human beings are drowning in this river of poison. They are in that dirt. They continue to make one another unhappy. It is said, why should you renounce nectar and drink poison? They do not understand the meaning of what they say. You children are also number wise. A sensible teacher would instantly be able to tell if someone's intellect is wandering elsewhere. If someone yawns or nods off in the middle of class, it would be understood that that one's intellect is wandering to his home or business. Yawning is also a sign of tiredness. When people are earning an income in their business, they sit till 1 or 2 in the morning and never yawn. The Father gives you such treasures. Therefore, to yawn is a sign of loss. Those who have become bankrupt continue to nod off and yawn a lot. You continue to receive so many treasures after treasures. Therefore, you have to pay a lot of attention. If at the time of studying someone yawns, a sensible teacher can understand that that one's intellect is wandering off in yoga elsewhere. While you are sitting here, you remember your home or children. You are sitting here in a bati. No one else should be remembered. It would be said of those who stay in a bati for 6 days and then remember someone and write a letter to that one, that they have failed. They have to start the 7 days again. You are made to sit in a bati for 7 days so that all your illness can be removed. You have been greatly diseased for half a cycle. Even whilst sitting somewhere, some have untimely death. This never happens in the Golden Age. Here there is always some illness or other. Whilst dying, they cry out because of that illness. There isn't the slightest sorrow in heaven. There, at the right time, they understand that the time for that body is at an end. I am to leave this body and become a child. Here you will have visions of what you are to become there. Many people have visions like this. Through this knowledge, you can understand that you are changing from beggars to princes. Your aim and objective is to become Radhe or Krishna, not Lakshmi or Narayan. Radhe and Sri Krishna go through the complete 5,000 years. Lakshmi and Narayan have at least 20 to 25 years less. This is why there is greater praise of Sri Krishna. No one knows that Radhe and Krishna become Lakshmi and Narayan. You children understand that this is a study. You continue to open a centre in every village. This is your university come hospital. You only need 3 square feet of land for this. it is a wonder. If it is in someone's fortune, he will have a satsang, even in his room. There are many wealthy people here, but their wealth will turn to dust. You are now claiming your inheritance for your future 21 births from the Father. The Father himself says, whilst seeing this old world, your intellects should be in yoga there. Practice this whilst doing everything. You have to consider everything. You are now practicing this. The Father explains, always carry out pure acts. Never perform an impure act. If you have any illness, the surgeon is sitting here. Take advice from him. Each of you has your own illness. You receive good advice from the surgeon. You can ask what you should do in your situation. Pay attention so that you don't carry out any sinful act. It is said, as is the food, so the mind. Those who buy meat, those who sell meat, or serve it to others to eat, accumulate a burden. Never hide anything from the Father, the Purifier. If you hide something from the surgeon, that illness cannot be removed. This is the unlimited, eternal surgeon. People of the world do not know him. You are now receiving this knowledge, but you still lack yoga a lot. You do not stay in remembrance at all. Baba knows that you are unable to stabilize yourselves in remembrance instantly. It is number wise. When you have finished the pilgrimage of remembrance, it will be said that you have reached your Karmateet stage. There will then be the war. Until then, something or other will continue to happen. The war can begin at any time, and everything will then come to an end. However, the conscience says that the great war cannot begin until the new kingdom has been established. There will be small wars, and they will stop. No one knows that a kingdom is being established. There are people with Satopradhan, Sato, Rajo and Tamo intellects. Among you, those with Satopradhan intellects continue to have remembrance very well. There must be hundreds of thousands of Brahmins. However, some of them are real children, whereas others are stepchildren. The real ones do good service. They follow the directions of the mother and father, whereas the stepchildren follow the directions of Ravan. They continue to limp along, sometimes following the directions of Ravan, and sometimes following the directions of Rama. You children heard in the song, Baba, take us away to a place where there is rest and comfort. Only in heaven is there rest and comfort. There isn't even the name of sorrow. Heaven is called the Golden Age. It is now the Iron Age. And so how could heaven be here now? Your intellects are now becoming clean. Those with degraded intellects bow down in front of those with clean intellects. Regard is given to those who remain pure. Sannyasis remain pure. This is why householders bow their heads to them. However, sannyasis take birth through vice and then become sannyasis, whereas deities are completely viceless. sannyasis wouldn't be called completely viceless. Therefore, children, your mercury of happiness should rise within you. This is why it is said, if you want to know about supersensuous joy, ask the gopis and gopis who are studying and receiving the inheritance from the Father. Your intoxication rises here because you listen to Baba personally. For some, the intoxication remains permanently high, whereas for others, it quickly disperses. Because they become influenced by bad company, their intoxication doesn't remain stable. Many such people go to the centers. They have a little intoxication. Then they go to a party and drink and smoke and finish everything for themselves. The influence of bad company is very negative. Swans and storks cannot live together. In some cases, the husband becomes a swan and the wife remains a stork, and in other cases, the wife becomes a swan and the husband remains a stork. If one of them says that he or she wants to maintain purity, he or she is beaten. In some homes, everyone becomes a swan. Then, whilst moving along, they change from swans back into storks. The father says, all of you have to make yourselves into bestowers of happiness. Make even your children into bestowers of happiness. This is a land of sorrow. Many calamities are still to come. At that time you will see how many people cry out in distress because the Father came and yet they didn't claim the inheritance from him. It will then be too late. The Father comes to give them the kingdom of heaven, but they then lose it. Therefore, Baba says, always bring in front of Baba those who are strong and firm, those who are able to understand for themselves and are then able to explain to others. Baba is not someone whom people can simply come and have a glimpse of. Shiv Baba cannot be seen anywhere. Have you seen yourself, a soul? You simply know it. Similarly, you have to know the Supreme Soul. Unless you have a divine vision, you cannot see a soul. When you have a divine vision now, you see the Golden Age. Then you will go there in a practical way. This Iron Age will be destroyed when you children reach your Karmateet stage. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Whilst seeing this old world, your intellect should be in yoga with the Father and the new world. Pay attention that you don't carry out any sinful act with your sense organs. Always carry out pure acts. If you have any illness inside you, take advice from the surgeon. 2. The influence of bad company is very negative. Caution yourself against this. Make yourself and your family into bestowers of happiness. Never make excuses for not studying. Blessing. May you be a world benefactor and give everyone rays of peace and power with your elevated feelings. Just as there are constant benevolent feelings and wishes in the Father's thoughts and words, in the same way, let the thoughts of you children be filled with benevolent feelings and wishes for the world. While you are doing this work, let all the souls of the world emerge. Be a master son of knowledge, and on the basis of your pure feelings and elevated wishes, continue to give them rays of peace and power, and you will then be said to be a world benefactor. However, for this, you must be liberated and free from all bondages. Slogan: the consciousness of I and mine are doors to body consciousness. Now close those doors. Abhyakt signal: adopt the culture of truth and good manners. Truth is recognized by divinity, being experienced in your thoughts, words, actions, relationships, and connections. When someone says, "I always speak the truth," but does not have divinity in his words or actions, others will not feel that truth to be the truth. Therefore, imbibe divinity with the power of truth. No matter what you have to tolerate, do not be afraid. Truth is automatically proved according to the time. Om Shanti.